Is that your dad?
Yeah, that's my dad.
This man right here is your father? Right there?
You have a question about that?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I was wondering if if your dad really is an African-American man.
That's a very... I mean, I don't know what you're implying.
Are you African-American?
I don't understand the question of... I did tell you that, yes, that's my dad. And he was unable to come in January.
Are your parents... are they white?
West love. Go.
It's that time again. We're live from the basement.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? Oh, shit.
Finally made it back.
I know, right, man.
Scoop in the background.
We here, man.
That's right. That's right.
Going wild.
That shit crazy, man. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a while, man. Been through some trials and some That's fucking right. tribulations.
Yeah.
For real, man. Yeah. Shit, this motherfucker was looking like it was like yeah. you, like back when you first bad. Moved into this yeah. motherfucker. It was yeah. like nothing.
Well, the yeah. backstory is Fat Man Scoop flooded the basement.
Yo, man, glad to be back. We actually had a situation. For those of you who don't know, we had a situation where, shit, man, flooded. The basement flooded.
Yeah.
And Method Man couldn't record his verses, no. but they went out and decided it was like the Wu-Tang flood. That's what I kept thinking of the whole time.
But
oh, yeah.
something amazing came out of it. So we the basement was flooded. We had to rip everything out. Just a little bit of the equipment got fucked up. Money was tight. Asked our listeners to help us out.
And what did they do?
They helped us out.
They came through.
They
like
helped us
a
out within
man.
3 days.
I love them.
Said, hey, we only need like $500, dude. We had $500 in 3 days.
That's
without having to do shit.
That's the people, man. Yeah, yeah. I mean, without
I
them,
can't
man,
even get five on my 40 from you, motherfucker.
For real. But we wouldn't be sitting here right now, man, without the people's help, bro.
Yeah,
that shit is crazy.
No doubt. Can't thank you guys enough, man.
Yeah,
man, we got the best listeners.
We
dude.
Do,
and
man.
We're back.
And let's run down some of these folks. I know this is a little bit early, but I feel like we got to get this first and foremost, man. So we got Kari DeFreitas, Stephen L., Robert Clay, Aaron Fisher, Mason Thurman, Juan Toledo, Dan Cruzette, Paulo Mendez, Adam Morris, Reggie Belines or Belinas, Mr. Morris, Skylar Wilson, Tad Holbrook, Mert Pearson, wow. Kalu Kalu, Nico Ulash, Devin Nico. McKenzie, Juan Castillo, Blurt Blueblatt, Keystone, Juan Romero, Man, how you do that? Thank you. And then Aubrey Graham. What? Aubrey Graham?
That was the name
Drizzy?
Of the vote.
That shit's crazy.
Whoever did it.
Shout out to Drake.
What's OVO.
Yeah,
that's just crazy.
He threw us 50.
For real?
It's probably really Drake. Drake.
50 cents.
Thanks, Drake.
Me,
50 cents.
Yeah, man. So those people, man, thank you.
Drake threw down 50?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, somebody
you
did.
Know what I'm saying?
Somebody named Aubrey.
Yeah. It's good shit, though, man.
Yeah, very excited, man.
Much
back.
Love. So we here.
Here
hey,
to
see
stay.
Y'all, man. Episode 30. How y'all motherfuckers feeling?
Great.
Amazing.
Stop thinking about that audio clip, boy. That crazy motherfucker.
Dude.
I can't wait to get that. Yeah, it's coming. We're going to touch on that.
For the people outside the country, if you have a minute, Google Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah.
And
that's spelled Dolezal. Check her out.
Is that even her real name?
Who knows?
Who knows?
I am absolutely fascinated with this story. I cannot stop thinking about it and talking about it. It is probably the coolest shit ever.
Probably like Bob Dole's daughter or something. Tripping out here. This is for real.
Dude, she's out of her fucking mind. I love it.
That shit is crazy. We had some other landmark shit going on today, man. Same-sex marriage is fucking legal now, man.
That's crazy.
Supreme Court.
Wow.
Put the ruling down.
Wow.
That's big. That's wow. I mean, that's a fight that's been going on for fucking years.
Long
dude.
Time.
And it's finally resolved.
I wonder
that's just
how
crazy.
Yeah. I wonder how that works now with
in
the
a great
states
way.
Can be like if Texas is gonna be like, oh fuck that, man. Oh
man, I'm sure you're gonna have
Secession.
Some states that's gonna be like, yeah, we're gonna secede from the union. God damn it. Hell yeah.
Oh man.
So yeah, we're gonna touch
we'll
on
see.
That.
We
yeah.
will see.
You never know, man.
You could touch on that. I'm not into that.
For real, man. So we're going to talk that shit, man. We got some hip-hop essentials, as always. Hopefully, you got something in front of you. Beer, liquor, regardless. Go ahead and pour some.
Hell yeah.
Salutes to everybody. Good shit. We're going to kick it off with the homie Skyzoo. Shout to him, too.
Are you really ready for some dynamite?
Suicide Doors right here, man. Woo! Episode 30, live from the basement. Fuck with it. Yeah.
Forever infinite. We do it like this. As I think of how to begin this, I already thought of the ending. And if the ending dictates the way the start of it's written, then I'm really rewinding what is it. Get it? Swear it gets harder to get it. But when you got it, to get it again's more innocent. It's like product, concealing the end is in a sense. Our lights got us, concealing the winds where it begins. It's right by us, labeled a tight bias. To be one and the same, or maybe they might buy us. To see one of us change, or say that they might buy us. And leave us yet again for a game like pills on the banners of your screen. You know, to handle the regime is the handle on the lead. And the hands do extend till the hand is out of reach. And the reach be the limbs that'll balance out the means. And the means to it all and get a ski mask involved. And you winning or you swimming in the flood of the maroon site. Sheets by the dozen and you covered by a boom mic. Party, the most humble of an autograph. The threaded needles of desert eagles and honors raps. The hive thinking you can find more. The balance of the script when a shooter signs off. Ballerina fits like suicide fall. All for the intrigue of a suicide dog. We saw the doors lifting up, and they never came down. I mean, they rolled around the block with the doors lifted up, like they was flying off the ground. And then they told us that they call those suicide dogs. What they call? They said they call those suicide dogs. What they call? The brake lights was $100 bill green. And we was green for a suicide dog. And as we take this to a further route, the steps move like it's word of mouth. The steps move like if they were stepping with us when we further out. So step two becomes the work around. It gets lighter than a fly knit, tighter than an eye slit, brighter than a writer you was bright enough to climb with. Complimenting you while big enough me just bring us up to speed to the steps that we align with. Then it all ties in, tied up to keep down or cover up your eyes when it flies like you de-ram. The complexities are rubbing arms next to me. It all adds to these bags of longevity. It's like I'm Wayne Shorter with a ratchet fetish, or I'm Man DC's with a jazz collection. In other words, I covered what they covered like overflowing cupboards spilling gold medal dreams, and running to the cupboard like you gold medal breed or bread and fed how that gold medal steams. Meaning's all over, you can pick the one that suits you. Depending on the tie, the accessories can lose you. See how we still twisting shit together. Black ice dangled from the mirror that reflect us. Black ice tangled till a loop is tied. All for the intrigue of a suicide dog. We saw the doors lifting up, and then they never came down. I mean, they rolled around the block with the doors lifted up, like they was flying off the ground. And then they told us that they call those suicide dogs. What they call? They said they call those suicide dogs. What they call? The brake lights was $100 bill green, and it was green for a suicide dog.
I believe so.
God damn,
that shit is, yeah, putting in work, man.
Murdering people.
putting in work.
Love that shit, man.
Yeah, and thank you for the, you know, this is the official that's beverage
Shaka Soraka
of Live from the Basement. I believe it is, man.
Shaka Soraka, man.
You want to
join us at A3C. We're going to have Shaka Soraka down there for everybody.
Shit, don't get me started on that shit. I get all excited and happy.
Yeah, it's Soraka Amaretto mixed with lemonade.
That's it. It's simple as fuck, but
as many parts as it takes for you. If you like your drink strong, then keep them strong. And if it's too sweet for you, throw a little soda in there, whatever you got to do.
Damn,
but just the right ratio. And if you're a mixologist, word to the wise, like a cap full or whatever you guys measure. I don't know how you do it. Half ounce? No, that's a lot. No, about a half ounce of elderflower. Mix it with that shit.
Throw that in there too.
Amazing.
Good shit.
That's
man.
The real deal. But I don't fuck around like that. I'm not that. I'm not that advanced yet.
That's what's up, man.
Sky Zoo.
So how y'all motherfuckers feeling, man? It's been a minute. We didn't even really get the chance to
I'm great.
Go through that shit.
Max, am I the only one that, like, June has just been the month from hell? Like, for it's me, summer, it should be happy, but it's been a fucking nightmare, to coin a Mola One phrase.
The first week, car transmission went out. Some bullshit, man. Like, I was like, man, fuck this month. That's for real.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We rebound. It's good now. The tail end of the month has been decent, but yeah, it was crazy.
It's been a fucked up. Everybody I talked
except
to,
except for
like,
this
June
guy,
sucks.
Yeah, my, except Mr. For, Miami.
Except for
over
I get
here.
To go to Miami.
Go to Miami, everybody.
Yeah, I would love to.
That just sounds so easy like that, doesn't it?
I dig it. So, yo, one of the biggest shits that's happened while we've been on hiatus, man.
Here we go.
It was what we led the show with, man. The Rachel Dolezal
shit.
The gay.
Oh.
We can get there too.
But the black shit, girl. Yeah. The black.
That.
But is she?
Dr. Dre just
got like
Dr. Dre just walked.
That shit sounds terrible.
Dr. Dre just stepped in the room.
It was like Rachel Dolezal. You know, the black Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, man.
You know, so the beat don't even believe her.
It's so fucked up, man. Yo, I never seen. I've seen white people that want to be black.
Yeah.
That try and go out of their way.
Yeah.
But she took it to another motherfucking level.
She continues. She continues to do it.
She's in denial. You're white as fuck. You're super white. You're crispy white. Your parents, accept who you are. And the thing is, man, like I honestly think you could be white and you could still be on your pro black shit as a white. You don't have to, like, you don't got to come on our side of the fence. I don't think you want our problems, first off. Yeah. I'm like, yo, you really sure what you asking for?
So, I mean,
that's some shit.
We should set the stage for people who aren't in the country. Like, there's a woman that an interview just surfaced.
Thank
that
you,
we just
I
played
always
the interview.
Forget that. Yeah.
Oh, it's all good. The interview
let's
just
run down
surfaced.
We got the facts. So,
yeah.
She was the president of the Spokane, Washington chapter of the NAACP.
Right.
Which is the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
Mm-hmm.
And she got to that position.
And she has none.
I'm just laughing.
She has no color. Moving along.
I don't know. It sounded like it was Slim Pickens, man. I haven't heard that Spokane was like a.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of black people in Spokane.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It sounded like they had to do what they had to do, man. Like there's a chapter in Roseville. There's going to be some white bitches up in that motherfucker.
You're probably right.
Right.
So, but the thing is, man, she got to be the president by building this entire fake story of. You know
that she was black.
Yeah, that she was black, and that she had black parents.
Yeah,
that's the clip that we played.
And the whole thing with the clip is that, like, we found out over time that people have uncovered that her parents are white, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
They say they're of, I can't remember what their descent is, but they're clearly white. We
dude,
see
she
an interview.
She went to
of,
a what college did she go to? I think it was a black college, right?
And like
she,
Howard or
yeah,
some
and
shit.
She filed a discrimination thing, I think, back then. About bias, but bias against her being white. So I'm like, okay, it's clearly she didn't think this out too well because I mean, people can go and dig up your history and find out your past. So, but it's crazy. So, but she concocted this whole story, and this shit is elaborate, dude. It's crazy though with the levels that she tried to get to. But then she altered her appearance, the hair, the skin.
Dude, and it's crazy because when they show pictures of her when she was like 17, 16. Dude, she has straight up blonde ass white hair.
Oh yeah,
pale
I saw
that picture, face.
Man. Crazy. What the fuck?
She's as white as white.
Looks like Jan Brady,
gets.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Looks like Jan,
straight
not Marshall.
White. But then you look at, like, today, dude, she's bronzing that shit. She's got, like, she kinked her hair up and shit. She's a fucking, like.
Mark Fresh said it was that black dick that got her converted.
Yeah, it may have been, man. It may have been, man. Someone gave her a good one.
But do you know, white chicks like that? You, as soon as you look at her and they say she's a white chick, you're like, oh, I know white chicks like that.
The chick, I don't know nobody like that.
No, dude, white chicks.
Not like that.
Yeah,
not like that. No, you know the ones with the short haircut where it's short on one side and it's longer on the other side a little bit?
Yeah.
And they have a lot of times they're bigger and they've got a black boyfriend and they're like, I'm part of it.
Come in all shapes and sizes, bro. But
my point being,
that's a very common characteristic, though, everything that we just named.
Yeah.
You might have like a colored hair streak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might talk a lot of shit and use the N-word like she's supposed to.
Yep. She's supposed to.
She thinks she's supposed to. It's shit crazy, man. But it's like, so here's where the argument is, man. Because I know people that aren't mad at her. I know people. There are some people.
Now, are they feeling bad because she's fucking insane? Well,
there's celebrities that aren't even mad at her.
They're leaving the insane part out. They said, like, I saw some Facebook comments and they're like, man, she do a better job of being black than most of these black motherfuckers that I know. And I was like, wow. But it was trying to be on some funny shit, but when you think about it, I was like,
they're kind of right.
I'm like, all right, I kind of see where you're coming from.
When you look at something, I mean,
she's accomplished, she's educated, she's done some shit. It's just, but it's all built on a fucking lie, though.
That's what makes this the most fascinating.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
Because on the one hand, you would say, you know what, in our society, you're almost trying to hinder yourself by saying that.
Yeah, exactly.
You haven't had the easiest road, obviously, right?
Like, why do you want to be on that side?
She's part of a group that, like, she's got to be that if she wants to be successful in the group.
No, but see,
in her mind.
But it's an unpaid position.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's unpaid, and then she was doing something with another.
Does she have a job? Like, how's she make money then?
Yeah, she does hair.
She does have another job or something. Yeah, because her house ain't that big, man.
Of course she does hair.
Yeah,
but my god, her forehead's big as fuck.
She jumped in with both feet.
Here's the thing that makes it fascinating is
cornrows and shit.
When you hear her speak,
Rachel. Come on, man.
She's very educated. She's very articulate.
She's smart.
She's really smart. And it's like the way she talks, it's like, man, she can't be this insane.
That's my problem. I haven't heard those.
Phone lines is open. Yeah.
I haven't heard those conversations yet. The only ones that I hear is where she's slipping and sounding retarded.
Because
this is a slippery slope. She's
embarrassed. Before she was in the crosshairs, if you caught her when she was on her bullshit, she was good at it.
Well, that's what Dave Chappelle was saying, too, is like, wait till she can articulate herself. She's probably going to come back with something that.
Come back tough?
Yeah, that's going to explain everything that she's gone through so far and what's been going on and why she is the way that she is.
Right. No doubt.
He said, but she's got to get her bearings together first because right now she's nervous. All I've noticed is the nervous conversation she's had, and she sounds retarded
to me.
She'll
cry sometimes.
That's what I'm saying.
So I didn't get Dave's. What was Dave's take?
Dave's
supportive?
Dave's take is that he is supportive.
Yeah.
He is.
He's looking at her as a human being.
That's what he's saying. Like, she's human first. It is what it is. This is her job. That's what she wants.
She desperately wants to be something, and there's obviously some baggage, personal. Yeah. There's some shit that happened. You don't get raised, as y'all, to quote y'all, Jan Brady. You can't be Jan Brady and then grow up and want to be, you know, Miss President of the NAACP. There's some shit that's happened to you along the way that's made you go that path.
Like Iggy Azalea.
Yeah. There was a
oh my god.
There was an interview with her on MSNBC. There was a I can't remember the interviewer, but it was a black woman interviewing her, like, straight up. She's like,
she grill her?
She did, and she did, like, really elegantly, though. And there was a point she goes, all right, you have to understand that the people listening to, or watching this right now are enraged. She's like, not concerned, not having questions.
They're
enraged. And she's like, how do you feel about that? And she's like, or she goes, it's got to make you uncomfortable. And Rachel starts laughing. She's like, well,
that nervous laughter.
And then they cut back to the interviewer, and dude, she made the nastiest stank face. She
was like,
motherfucking bitch. And then she caught herself and, like, straightened her face.
She looked at her like, hold on. She was about to take her earrings off.
About to get with it.
She was not fucking around.
See, that's why, yo, she's fucking polarizing, dog, because of just as many black people that is like, that hate her. There's other black, like, there's Dave Chappelle. There's people that, like, have empathy and, like, well, I mean, give her give her a shot. So that's why I want to hear from the people.
But I
really
don't understand.
Do.
Like,
my favorite thing about that interview in particular is that every time she mentioned black women or black people in general, she kept kind of like looking at herself while she was saying it, like trying to help Rachel.
Yeah.
Like I'm black. Like, so be careful with what you're saying right now.
Tread lightly, motherfucker. Yeah, that's
yeah, exactly.
She kept putting her arms out or like just including herself every time she said it. I was like, oh, she's fucked.
All right, man, let's get into some music, man. We've been talking for a minute, and man. Then, speaking of
woo!
Of white folks that certain people feel a certain type of way about, man. This is Nicki D's.
Dude, Nicki D's.
It's a white
shit.
Rapper that Mac likes.
Woo! Baby. Yo, phone lines okay. Is open. Please hit us up, man. I need answers because I don't know what the fuck, what to think. We in the basement, y'all. Episode 30. Yeah.
My hood show me love like Uncle Luke getting Miami, cause I put money on they books while they sitting and slam me. For those that don't understand me, basically, I'm the white rapper that you won't mind winning the Grammy. No matter who I'm against, I leave them dead on the fence or out in the streets like they ain't have my bread for the rent. My effort is non-existent. My skin might resemble politicians, but growing up, I ain't have a pot to piss in. You wanna know why I come quite foul? Cause my homie's killer is still roaming the streets right now. And when we find out who he is, we gon' find out where he lived, then slide up to his crib, then light up like, nah, I'm just playing, man, I ain't no gangster rapper. But I could ghostwrite you a verse of how you thank me after. Matter of fact, say your thanks, just make sure you pay me, bastard. You ain't heard of flow, this crazy since Asiatic. When y'all was on the West doing the reject, I was in the studio taking deep breaths, doing songs with elite vets. Enough lung capacity for 3 chests. We got the game sewn up, no wonder we don't seem stressed. On mic devices, I'm the nicest. I take the livest rapper, leave him lifeless like he on stage and he micless. She told me that she feel the pipe. That shit got me feeling tight. I'm Dr. Conrad, the way I'm known to kill a mic. So run the jewels, clear the throne, we need all of that. Fuck your LP, fuck your feature, I'm not involved with that. I'd rather fuck your bitch, tell her call a cab. Hit me when you make it safe, ignore it, and never call her back. That's mighty cold of me. I got so many bars, you might think that is foe of me. Golly, I'm so gully, I'm no dummy. I be feeling like my nose runny, and it's not a motherfucking cure known for me. If you believe in magic, he's still living with AIDS. I can make fire out of speech and go live in a cave. Second coming to Slim Shady when it's time to get crazy. My album's dropped real soon. It's called Trick Baby.
Oh man!
Here's the ultimate. Here's how we find out if.
Hold on. Take a deep breath.
That was
man.
Gonna sound
yeah,
bad.
Chill. No.
Take
no.
A deep
go
breath.
Ahead. Say it.
We take gotta see her ass.
What's that?
Oh.
We gotta see Rachel Dolezal's ass.
That's the thing too, man. Yo, who's took some of these pictures of her? Because I've seen some shit.
Have you?
Where she's posing like not butt naked, but she like.
What's in the stash box?
Should know this, man.
They are the best.
We going back to the left coast.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Their marketing's ridiculous.
I love them, man.
That's hilarious.
Petaluma, California, man. Lagunitas on deck.
Woo!
Lagunitas sucks is what's on the chopping block. And no, I'm not saying they suck, but that's the name of the fucking
they
beer, man.
Yeah.
Lagunitas sucks.
They're crazy like that, man. I love the way they get at it.
Thanks, man.
This it says Lagunitas sucks brown sugar substitute ale. What's brown sugar?
Now brown sugar is one of their best beers.
Oh, so this is
this is a substitute. This is like
what?
That's what I'm saying. They market against themselves.
I love
crazy,
these guys.
Man.
They mess around.
I love these guys. Hold on, I'm pouring this. This has to be poured.
It's called Lagunitas.
It smells like an IPA though.
It's probably a American pale, I would
probably
think,
got
or a strong
hops.
Ale.
Probably got some hops. Hopson.
Man,
trying to see. It's a what's the percentage?
It's
8%. Oh my god.
Uh oh.
Gonna give it a try.
Excuse me.
Smells good.
It does, man. That aroma smells nice.
Cheers.
Cheers, gentlemen.
That's pretty damn good, dude. I don't
think shit, man. They always come with the
Lago
with the balance.
Yeah,
they
really.
They manage to not
overpower it.
They don't overpower you with the hops.
Smooth, it's not too bitter. If you don't get down too much, just think of a Sierra Nevada with not as much of a bitter ass, like, stale taste.
No, dude, yeah. I gotta be smooth. Man. This is gonna be blasphemy, man. I actually like this better than Pliny the Elder.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is a double.
I like that Elder, man. That Elder
was the shit, though. That was really, really good.
I think my favorite so far was probably Hop Slam, and I don't even like Hop Slam.
Hop Slam's outstanding.
Yeah.
I like that Elder, this
balance, though, man. It's
so easy.
Yeah. That's the problem with their beers. This shit's 8%, and you could just fucking sip that shit like crazy, man.
Amazing.
They don't disappoint, man.
Good job, Lagunitas. West, y'all. West.
Cali.
Love that.
Lagunitas sucks. Man. That's good shit, dude.
I'm glad y'all liked it, man.
That's gotta eat.
How much did you pay for the six pack?
I want to say it was like 11.
Do you remember back in the old days, about 6 years ago when we started doing the beer shit on the show, and we laugh at spending $11-$12 for a six pack?
Oh yeah, man.
I remember
Lefay
was the first beer that I bought where I was like, it was $12 for the six pack, and we laughed.
$12 for a six pack.
Oh, how times have changed, dude.
Goodness, man. We're gonna attack these motherfuckers.
That's delicious. Thumbs up. Lagunitas.
All right, man. Let's get that phone ringing, too, man. People call in. We gotta discuss that shit, man. So, Mo, what you got, man? You got questions?
No.
Okay. It's no real questions.
Good.
So, nah, man.
Once the next topic comes up, I got some questions. But in the meantime, what are we talking about?
So we put it out there about Rachel, man. So I guess we didn't really figure out who's where.
What's going on with
Rachel? I'm kind of mixed up. Do you think she's a bad person? No?
For me, it's tough, man.
I shouldn't say bad person.
No, nobody thinks she's a bad person. I don't think anybody thinks she's a bad person.
Is it wrong what she did?
It's tough
to misrepresent yourself to get a position.
Is she benefiting from it?
Now that I know it's unpaid, then I'm like, wow, that's kind of crazy. So she's volunteering? Yeah.
Socially, she's maybe making her life more difficult.
I'm sure there's some benefits
in these days and times,
because there's speaking engagements that go along with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so which is going to get you some notoriety.
Right, and she has a forum. Maybe she wouldn't have one if she was in as Jan Brady. Maybe she wouldn't get the same respect.
Definitely.
Maybe she'd have to find a different job.
So is that wrong to misrepresent yourself to get that forum?
There's a flip side to it. Like, if she looked the way that she did before, would she still be able to qualify for that position? Would she be taking it seriously?
And this is what I don't know, man. Does the NAACP, do they have a clause where you have to be?
No.
Because it was founded by...
There's not one.
I found out there's a white person that started. The NAACP was actually started by one of the founders.
One of the founders was
white. Well, here's the thing. We have a history of being very, very thoughtful, caring people.
Some of y'all do. small percentage. But yeah, man.
There was not a fair amount. That's a terrible word to say. Because fair and unfair is a... Fucking, it's a very broad line between fair and unfair.
No doubt.
There were some marchers when Dr. King did the march.
No doubt. Yeah.
That were white.
There's definitely a lot of marchers.
A lot of them. I'm not going to say a fair amount, because it's never fair unless it's everybody.
So you kind of like,
I'm kind of mixed, man. To me, I kind of feel like, is she dedicating her life to, you know, to serving and helping and doing something that's, you know, a volunteer type position? Is she doing that to gain credibility so that she could be in that position for something that she believes strongly in, and this was her way to do it?
Yeah.
It's almost like Soul Man or something. She's Soul Woman. She changed flipped the whole script to try to, you know, get in.
That's a good point. Like,
is she just trying to get in the club, or is she actually doing something?
She's not doing anything malicious is the thing. She's doing positive things.
If she's doing positive things, for me, it's difficult, and I got to look at it from both sides. At that point, I got to think to myself, is it wrong to not accept her the way that she was before also?
But then it comes back to the base thing, though, of misrepresenting yourself.
Right.
You lying to everybody about who you
are. Absolutely.
That's crazy.
That's why it's a fine line. That's why it's really hard for me to give an answer. Because I feel like if she would have looked the way that she's quote-unquote supposed to look and act the way she's supposed to act and not, you know, misrepresent herself. It's not even act and look. I think those are the wrong words, because she could act and look however the fuck she wants to look.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody asks her a straightforward question, are you black? She's got to be able to answer it.
Yeah, man.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's a yes, no.
But then the other thing I got to ask is, if she said, I'm white, like right off the rip, would she still have that position? And part of me thinks yes.
See, I don't think she'd have enough support. I think she'd be just another white sympathizer.
I don't know. For me, I feel like if she would have just come clean off the rip and said, yes, this is my life, this is what I've done, and this is where I'm at.
Why you gotta talk like we're all over, by the way?
Yeah. Huh?
What's, go ahead. Never mind.
Yeah, but what'd you say?
No, he's like another white. Just another one.
No, there's, I mean, there's lots, but they don't get publicity. They don't get played. No one cares what they think, really, for the most part. There's a lot of white folks, man, that's like, that care about the, you know, the black cause, or not yeah. just the black cause, but care about people being treated unfairly regardless. So there's a ton of people like that, but how many do you really hear about?
A couple of them here.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. Seriously, though.
That's all I can think of. Yeah, to me, but, shit. Anybody that's fighting the good fight, I can identify.
But they don't get no pub. And I'm saying the reason she's getting pub is because of the problem. If there wasn't a problem, you wouldn't know who Rachel Dolezal is.
Right.
So that's what I was getting at. But
crazy.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
The awakening.
For real, man. So yo, let's go. And I realize that, yes, we were you know, we love to talk hip hop, but there's a lot of social shit on the plate.
No doubt.
The gay marriage thing, man. What y'all think? I'm celebrating. I think this is long overdue.
I have some questions about the gay marriage.
Go ahead, man.
These are directed at both of you guys, I guess.
All right, go ahead.
Are you scared?
Scared of what?
Let me rephrase. Are you scared of gay weddings?
No.
Specifically.
What do you mean? Being invited to one?
Are you not excited about gay marriage?
Why do you put the not in there? Yeah, what are these questions?
How do you feel about the rainbow?
All right, rainbow ain't my personal taste, but it's cool. Rock out with it.
Did you like rainbows more as a child, or are you equally?
Man, I ain't do rainbow bright none of that. Yeah, man, that's not cool.
How many DeBarge CDs have you ever had at any given time?
Why DeBarge?
Where are these questions coming from?
How many of those CDs have you attempted to play simultaneously?
What the fuck?
Did you feel uncomfortable rocking out to Rhythm of the Night video?
I don't even know, man. No, man. It was cool. I was a kid. I was happy about that shit. I used to like that shit.
These are all questions I spammed Mac with earlier. We were just chatting back and forth, and I asked him all these questions. I go, I got to ask Major later.
Rainbow.
In a weird voice.
The rainbow.
It could be amazing.
How do you feel about the rainbow?
Dude, I used to draw the fuck out the rainbow. You remember that when you were a kid and you first started to learn how to use different colors and shit? Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple.
Can you remember back that far?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I had older sisters. They drew rainbows like a motherfucker.
I'm not saying, man.
I had no choice.
I think our kids, it's going to be like, it's not going to fucking matter.
We've had that conversation.
It's crazy because it's older than everything else, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just nobody talked about it.
Yeah, it's true. You know what I mean? It was always taboo, but you're right.
That's what makes the shit difficult.
As old as mankind.
But yeah. That's what makes it difficult is like what it comes down to is people's private lives. Like,
it's weird. Once you vocalize it, you're like what the fuck is going on?
We got same-sex listeners, man.
You're not passionate about this subject either way, and that's probably why.
Yeah. But I respect, I mean, it's, yeah, man, I can't knock, I mean, shit, love is love, man. You love who the fuck you're going to love, and that's just the way it is.
The only thing that drives me nuts is to stop everything that's happening, and Obama's going to come out and say Michael Sam is brave. Like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah.
There's a flip side to it. Like, it hasn't happened. So it is that new, because presidents have never had to address this shit. I feel bad for Obama in a lot of cases.
They tiptoe around that shit as much as they can.
He's come out and done a lot of shit, man. I'm not going to lie. Whether you're for him or against it, he's had to fucking. So a lot of shit's come across that desk in the last 8 years.
Oh, yeah. So the country's changing like a motherfucker.
Like crazy, really fast, just like our technology. But the thing I'm saying is, like, to stop everything, say, what a brave person to come out like that. Like, in my mind, I'm like, it sounds so ridiculous because I feel like just be who you are, be who you want to be. But I guess that it's weird. Maybe it's because we're in a more progressive society here because we're in the city. You know what I mean? We're at least close to the city. Yeah, we're not in middle America.
As a country, we're not maybe progressive, if you're in, though. As a country, we're
as a country, that's what I'm saying. Maybe if I'm in Mississippi or I'm somewhere in like Montana or fucking North Dakota or South Dakota, excuse me if I'm taking shots at where you're from. Maybe in those cities and states, it's like completely foreign and going like, wow, what the fuck? Maybe it's needed.
No, dude, I can tell you right now, coming from Flint,
which
is like a fucking bubble.
Right.
And then coming to when I started to work in the
Metro
city, Royal Oak.
Yeah.
That's night and day, though.
Metro Detroit day. For everybody out there.
Yeah, so Royal Oak is like, Royal Oak, very progressive community.
It is.
And then there was Ferndale, which is even more progressive.
Yes, but it's very gay friendly in Ferndale, to be specific.
No. Yeah, dude. And there was like West Hollywood, for me, it was like, coming from where I came from, and this probably says a lot about why some of my opinions are weird here on the show, is because like, seeing that whole thing was like, fucking, what the fuck? And we moved it. We actually, you remember the condo we moved into?
Oh, yeah. I remember we got a front row seat to some shit.
There was a pool, and everybody could look down on the pool from the condo.
Yeah.
And dudes would be down there having margaritas and shit, and their Speedos would be like, God damn.
Making out in the pool.
Yeah. That shit was, God damn.
But see, that's where we as people, man, we got to like, we've grown.
Yeah.
I mean, we were fucking kids back then.
Yeah.
And it's like, you see it back then. Your dad's a shop worker. Yeah. My pops was fucking a GM dude.
Yeah.
Right. You grow up in that household, you know, the machismo, macho, fuck that.
I'm Albanian.
But see,
you know how unacceptable that shit is?
It's exactly.
Not to get it.
Crazy.
So, yeah. So, but you gotta like, gotta evolve, man. You gotta change. You
gotta move on,
dude. What's weird about this is I grew up in a household where it was like people were cracking racial jokes, and it was, you know, I mean,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know what happened. Like at some point, it was just like, in my early years, it was like it wasn't a thing. Like my parents, I saw my parents, and then you start figuring out like that shit's wrong, dude. And I don't know what age was. There was a certain point where it's like, that shit's wrong.
Right.
I don't.
Yeah.
I think my kids are going to experience that. For me, dude, I get uncomfortable around a bunch of gay people. It fucking freaks me out. I don't know why. It fucking skeeves me out. It's like, dude, that's just kind of weird. Like, I don't want.
You're not exposed to it, man. That's why.
I've always been exposed to it. That are gay, man. Like, I close coworker that I work with.
Yeah,
love her to death, man.
Oh, it's a girl, but girls don't count.
They do.
Girls don't count. My sister's she's a world-renowned hairdresser at this point. She's done her thing, and I've always been around gay people since I was younger.
Yeah.
It's never bothered me, man. I'll crack a joke and stuff like that, but it's never really bothered me. I've always been exposed to it, so I'll talk to people all the time. They're like, hey, you know what? Hey, as long as you're fucking each other. Like, man, I've been hit on, too. It's like, it is what it is. It's just, that's it. They just know you're barking up the wrong tree, fam. It is what it is. And it's weird. After a while, you're like, shit, I appreciate the compliment, but, you know, I ain't rolling like that, man. High five, all right.
High five.
Did you see the game?
Congratulations.
See the game?
No.
What you talking about, man? Gay dudes love NBA athletes. I'm just saying. This is speaking from
some of them a bit.
I'm serious, man. They be like, yeah, I watched the game. Mm-hmm.
You know what's, crazy, though? Like, after all this, like, shit. I feel a sigh of relief for the country, though, because there's a lot of people out there that have been having to hide for a long fucking time, and you know what I mean, just do you.
Yeah.
People are going to be gay regardless of what the law is.
The thing is, though, it ain't all, you know, good. There's going to be a large segment that's going to meet this and be pissed. 100%.
I mean, benefits are a human right, though, at the end of the day.
Without
a doubt.
Like, let's be honest. Benefits and tax deductions.
That was my biggest shit, man.
But you're a human,
if we can't be treated equal on those grounds, then what are we doing?
Think about it. At the end of the day.
I know, we're running super long. We
had a caller that we lost.
One last little thing I just want to say real quick on the benefits thing. Whether somebody's gay or not, I have to imagine. Let's say that like there's like two ladies that have just fucking struck out. All right, I'm gonna use ladies because we always think of fucking lipstick lesbians.
Yeah.
I'm doing this on purpose.
Like them?
No. And now I'm talking about two ladies, short hair, been acting like dudes their whole life. This is their thing. That's how they are.
You just lost Mac.
Exactly. Take that away. These are two girls you wouldn't look twice at.
Yeah.
But they love each other, man. Yeah. That's all they care about is each other. Yeah. They're going to die together.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they deserve health care and tax benefits and everything else?
Because
they're going to stay together and live with each other?
I agree that they
shouldn't
deserve...
they be able to raise a child if they're fucking, you know what I mean? If they're suitably capable of doing so and giving them a good life?
Look at that. We're changing the fucking world right now, man.
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, the bullshit. And like, you know, like Marky Fresh just said,
we still got
we should play Macklemore's Same Love for the rest of the show.
I will say,
I was with you to that shit right there.
Mark, you said that.
I will say, though, they deserve access. I don't think healthcare is a right.
What great
they deserve
timing for
access
that.
To it, though.
No, exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Healthcare being a right is another political issue altogether.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
But deserving access? Yes. And absolutely. They didn't have access until now.
That's fucked up.
They have access for any of that shit. Tax deduction.
Yeah, like, you imagine how many dudes are like, I'm going to the doctor.
Domestic partnership.
Go to the doctor today.
For real, man. That shit crazy.
Hey, on the hip-hop tip, though, Macklemore is about to get paid. Holy
y'all
shit,
it, man.
That's the resurgence. Come on.
Done, son. Tremendous. Episode 30. I'm sorry. We went real long on that segment.
What's this song about?
But this shit was...
This song's this great.
Tremendous. It's a celebration, great. Bitches. Yeah. Episode 30.
Till I'm tremendous, tremendous. Shit, the minute that I said I'm in it, I'm in it. So my fam get offended that I'm independent. They don't understand why I'm so relentless, relentless. Moms tried to abort me, cause she couldn't afford me. But it was too late, hell of a way to start the story. Pass me a mic so I could broaden my sights. Cause my dream all of my life was a big larger than life. I got a dream so big that I'm scared of that shit. It's how it's supposed to be and I'm aware of that shit. Cause Jordan got cut, now we wearing this shit. She gave him 6 rings when he married that bitch. On my competitive shit, I got to. Cause they say it's difficult to live a dream, but a tragedy not to. And a lot of people gonna call you unrealistic, but you just tell them, yeah, bitches, you should come bear witness. Bitch, I'm tremendous. Said I had to sink and swim, goddammit. No DiCaprio, far from an actor, bro. Nowadays the rap game, a fashion show, a blast to go. If you Da Vinci, I'm Da Vinci. In the game full of richer niggas, pitching niggas the lateral. I'm glad it's 4-for-1, motherfucker. This is my time, so I'ma run up the middle while rappers spit sidelines. So I'ma take the track and turn that shit up louder for a minute. I got no respect, no money, or no power, cause I quit my day job with like $10,000 just so I can hit the studio for 10,000 hours. I'm the elephant in the room, huge. Only thing I ain't got, shit to lose. Niggas is from the hood, like it, but they confused. Said he black, but he talk white. Dude, it's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. A million. Catch somebody in my lane, then I gotta kill him. Cause I'd rather be a villain than the fucking villain. Cause they hate you when the mind stacked up. Then them labels put them contracts up. If we talking who about to eat, then I'm the greediest. If we talking wonders of the world, I'm the stevious. Believe me, this I drop a song, my fans and me, and tell me how it resonated. Meanwhile, I'm just trying to keep my father out of Section 8. I hit my lawyer, so tell Universal that I need my payout. You rappers got your pencils trying to figure 8 out. Couple years ago, I had a whole entire pace, so I won't do your freshman cover unless I failed a couple grades. I heard them say it's levels that'll never reach, but when I'm stadium status, you can have several seats, bitch, I'm tremendous.
My dreams get so much larger, whole life I went so much harder. Don't let them persuade you that you ain't better than nature.
So what happened while we were gone?
What happened?
What happened while we were gone is all of us had some revelations.
We did. And oh, we got a call?
We got a caller.
Thank you. Caller, what's popping? Who we got?
We're hitting 2 hours.
What's up? It's Kevin
Kev. Well, Kev,
what's good?
Hold on, Kev. Before we continue,
how are you feeling? How are you doing?
How are you? Are you okay?
Oh yeah, man. It's been 2 years.
What
it's
the hell just happened? 2 years
that I had a stroke, man. I'm 13.
Damn. Yeah, that's, I mean.
And you know what? And the day I got home was, it was a Thursday, and it was a Hood Hype live day. The baby was live. And I came home to a show.
That's my dude.
Kev, you sound fucking amazing.
You sound great, dude. Like energized.
Yeah, man. It was lightweight. It was lightweight, little stroke. No, I'm back now. I'm like,
what a G.
Like 95%. God, 95%, wow. Man. I just got a little limp. That was all.
That's what's up, man.
Damn.
My dude. So, man,
yeah, but anyway, man, we talking about Rachel, man.
Go ahead, man. Right,
would you smash? That's a question. Oh, I'm just kidding.
I want to see the ass, too. I want to see her ass. She passed for black. She must have had a fatty.
Hey, with them injections nowadays, who knows? Yeah. There ain't no telling.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I can see how, you know, how it's easy to want to be black. You know what I'm saying? It's a negative, like Mueller was saying. In the social world, it's negative. But when, you know, blacks are so influential. You know, I make the best music. Mm-hmm. We can dance the best. So growing up, see, man, you know how some white kids want to be black so bad? She was probably just one of the types. You know what I mean? She wanted to be black so bad. And then her parents said she started looking kind of funny. She started looking ethnic, and then she tanned herself, and then she passed herself, and she did it.
She said she did it. So my man, dude, let me ask you, man, you have any problems whatsoever with what she's doing?
No,
you have a problem with that position?
I did have a problem with it because she was deceiving people, not being honest. But you know what? I'm looking at her body of work. At least she was trying to be a champion.
She was.
Like you said, she was a racial sympathizer. But hey, I wish everybody wanted to be black and help us out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I can't knock her for that. You know what I mean? So
yep, that's true.
At the end result, look at what she done. She worked for the NAACP. So she was on our side. And I'm just like, hey, she didn't hurt us. She helped.
True. Very true.
You know what I mean?
Good way to look at
it,
my
dude. But you know what, Major? Did you hear when she was a professor or a student at her college?
Yeah.
That she sued for a position she couldn't get because she was white.
White. That's what I'm saying. We mentioned that, man. I think Max said it was Howard, I believe. And she flipped the script, so she used it to the other way, which was crazy to me.
She's an opportunist.
Yeah.
She's an opportunist.
And see, that does that speak to her as a person, though, man? So is she just, and me and Mola, we kind of sidebarred on it a little bit. He was like, is she doing it just to get that platform? If so, that's selfish, and then you're kind of disingenuous. Maybe you're not all about the cause. Maybe you're all about you, and you using black people as a vehicle to get to a platform. I don't know. So that's the part that leaves me conflicted.
But at the end of it, like I said, look at the body of work at the end of it. At the end of it, she was helping the Afro-Americans. I'm talking to him like I'm not black. She was helping them.
You're like, hold on, what? How do I say what I am? Without offending people.
The end result, she was helping us in our science shit, so I can't be too mad at that, you know what I mean?
No doubt. I feel you. I definitely feel you.
Hey, but did y'all see the Ask Rachel tweets, though?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
The Ask Rachel's was crazy, and then I got the quiz here. I was going to make my two white brethren take the Are You Blacker Than Rachel quiz.
Oh, bring me the quiz.
Yeah, the quiz is funny, man.
No, I am black.
We'll find out. For real. My friend swore he was black.
I tweeted you, man. You need to be the fucking president or the chairman because you rep that Benny and hard, bro.
We about to find out.
You rep your shit.
I'm going there in a month. We're about to find out how accepted I am. We'll see.
Oh, you never been there? What, you was born there or something? Or you never been there?
No, I was born here, man. My parents were born over there, and this is my first time going there. They're flying me out to do a huge show. So hopefully
I think you're going to get that love, bro.
We'll see.
I'm for real.
You know, hey, Mo, you know what you do, though?
Huh.
Shoot a remake of Illegal while you're out there, bro.
Oh, you know what? I got a few videos up my sleeve while I'm out there. It's going to be a great time, man. Thanks. I appreciate it, Kev. I'm glad you're feeling better, man. Forget about me.
You sound better, dude.
You sound great.
Stay up, bro.
Yeah, thank you. This is a struggle and shit, but, you know, You know, but hey, shit. At least you know what? If I didn't go through what I went through, I would have been at a dead-end job. I would have been still there to this day. I would have had a job for 17 years before I went through what I went through. You know, now I'm back in fucking school and transferring to Sacramento State next fall.
That's
what you're talking about, man.
You're an inspiration, brother.
You are, man. I'm just started back in stuff, dude, so I'm with you.
Damn, Kev.
I'm a 41-year-old student.
Love that,
so
man.
So what, man? That's amazing.
Yeah, let's finish that shit.
We love you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, my dude.
Peace, Kev.
Right. Stay tight.
Peace.
Yo.
He's been down since day one.
Kev's one of the dudes that I would go out of pocket to fly out.
Oh, no doubt. Especially everything he's gone through.
No question.
I mean, he's got us on the bedside.
You can hear it, though, man.
He's going through it.
He sounds great.
Way better, man. Way, way better.
He knows what all of us do in our free time. Like, he's a fan, man. That's a real fan. We're a fan of you, too, man.
There we go. This was what I was waiting for, man.
Yeah.
Caller, who we got? Where you from?
This is Roxy.
Roxy! What's good? It's been a long time.
And she got what it takes to rock the mic, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys ready for my view?
Yeah, go!
Let's get your opinion.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, put it out there.
And begin.
As far as the Rachel Dolezal issues concerned, I'm going to say this. This is why it offended me personally. I think she... I'm just going to say, as someone that's always dated blacks, lived with blacks, do you know how much easier my life would have been if I walked into a room full of black women and said, oh, but I'm mixed?
True.
I would have been accepted instantly. I would have been treated like, oh, okay, she's one of us. Yeah, light-skinned one, but she's one of us.
Yeah.
To me, it would have been disrespectful to the family that took me in, that treated me as one, even though I wasn't one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And... it, to me, it means more to stand up and say, I don't have to be black to know what these issues, that they're important, that they're worth fighting for, that they're worth voting on. So I think she discredited all the work she did, especially when you hear all the other stuff about the hate crimes that they can't prove really happened and the suing. She could have used her white privilege to a much better degree by saying, I'm white, and I know this is wrong.
That's a great counterpoint.
That's a great point.
Great counterpoint. That's true.
That's my two cents on it. I just feel like, well, damn, bitch, I could have said it too, but it would have been, like I said...
And see, that's the divide. I mean, because just as much good stuff as Kev brought out, as we've brought out.
Boom.
Yeah, all it takes is one. And that's a great argument. And I will say, I mean, she's brought notoriety to the issue, but it's been because of a negative. It's not because of a positive.
It's not because of a positive. And but, it could have easily been.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Rox.
So.
And then, you know, people have brought up the points of, what black woman's chair did she steal? Who could have been in that seat? But wasn't because she was sitting in it. There are so many white organizations, or possibly not enough, that should be fighting for these issues. She could have led those. She could have led the charge for white people across America, because plenty of people would love to get behind, you know, a white woman and do the right thing.
Not Clarence Thomas.
Well, yeah.
He raises too, man.
Mola silly.
But you know what I'm saying.
Nah, we got you.
he was all over my damn Twitter today talking bullshit today.
Man. Clarence Thomas.
Clarence. I haven't heard of him in a while. Prostitutes,
Mr. Coke.
Crack. What was he doing?
The Coke can.
Him and Mary and Barry were chilling.
You know, the Ask Rachel, all of it was just the funniest shit ever. Like, genuinely ever.
Oh, man. I was so glad it happened because of that.
Yeah, because Ask Rachel was hilarious. The quiz I was going to give these cats is based off of the Ask Rachel.
What flavor is this Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
Right?
Red.
Yeah. Red.
It was a, what do you call it? It was a polarizing issue, because a whole bunch of us came together over Ask Rachel quizzes
to find out
what culturally we probably identify.
Where you
rank.
Yeah. That shit is true.
Listen, I never said I was, and I never will be black, but I passed those quizzes because I went through some shit, and most of those quizzes were not about being black. They're about being poor, unfortunately.
Honestly, that's
I think,
true.
I think Mac was with me on that. He grew up in Flint. I grew up in, you know, Los Angeles. It is what it is, man.
All right, man. Y'all
knew all that shit.
Y'all talking a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Y'all ready to take this quiz or what?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Roxy, thank you for the call. As always, great to hear from you. It's been too long. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm always watching. I'm just not always, you know, I've been on my tab, so I've been kind of
technologically
crippled, yeah. But I'm here. All right, thanks, you guys.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Yeah.
I would love to have y'all take this separate, but for the sake of time, we're going to give a joint quiz, man. All
right.
And we'll see if y'all can reach the highest of levels.
Shit.
And reach
score. We got to buzz in, or what's happening?
Yeah, we'll take turns. Mac, this first one is for you. When was Craig fired? Multiple choice.
Damn,
Monday, his day off, April 26th or Friday?
Friday.
All right. Question number two. Mola, this one's for you, man. Who took over?
Hold on.
Oh,
man, I can't answer that also.
No, we're good. Who took over the 99 in 2000?
Fuck.
Bad Boy, Cash Money, or No Limit, or Murder, Inc.?
Oh, shit. Oh, this is a hip-hop
I'm
going to
go with Cash Money.
All right. Question number three. Mac, this one is yours, man. What type of precipitation couldn't Missy Elliott stand?
The rain.
There we go. I was going to say, you don't even need the options for that one. All right, Mola, this is a two-answer question, man.
Damn, man.
It's only one or the other. What
you
color?
Think I had the answers? Why are you looking over here?
What color should potato salad be? White or yellow?
I have never.
White or yellow?
That is an asshole-ass question.
What should it be?
Oh, my yellow.
God. I agree with that one 100%.
Moving on, number five, Matt. This one's for you. Fill in the blank. Me and you.
Yo
mama and yo
cousin too. I'm white. That's a white person question.
You got easy questions for Mac, man.
All right, number six.
I want to answer his question.
Fill in the blank. Fish don't fry in the blank.
In the kitchen.
Beans don't burn on the grill.
This is a whole lot of trying to get up
that hill.
Shit,
yeah.
All
right, number seven. Who did Erykah Badu call on?
Tyrone.
All right. Number eight, fill in the blank. Birthdays was the blank days. Now we sip blank worst when we thirsty.
Champagne.
This is awful.
All right. Yes. Question number only two more left, man.
I'm like angry.
He's like, worst champagne. Fuck, come on, let's go. Keep
Mary J. Blige doesn't need
your first one was wrong. Go ahead.
Mary J. Blige doesn't need any hateration or holleration in this blank.
Oh.
Your options.
Can I
house,
this?
Dancery, club, kitchen.
Dancery.
Why are you giving them multiple choice?
I had to sing the song in my head for a second. I hate that song.
What the fuck is a dancery, by the way?
When your child asks you for McDonald's, your response is...
This is the biggest asshole-ass fucking quiz I've ever in my life.
Option A, sure. Option B, what Happy Meal do you want? Or C, you got McDonald's money.
C.
You said C.
Yeah.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Y'all got Samuel Jackson, the blackest motherfucker ever. That's great.
Can I ask you a question?
So he did get number one wrong.
Yeah, it's supposed to be his day off.
Yeah.
Oh, what's his day off?
How you get fired?
I was thinking Friday.
Craig?
I think it's Friday. I don't
come
remember.
On, Craig.
Oh, man.
I was worried when he missed out. I was like,
You know the best part of Friday, though, right?
What's that?
The best part of Friday is where Ice Cube straightens up his shirt. So he goes, you look high. Straightens up his shirt, stands up.
Oh,
dusts,
we trying to look good for old girl.
He dusts it off and he looks over at Smokey and goes, I still look high. That's the best thing ever. You can relate to this.
It was fucked
up. God, I haven't seen that movie in like fucking 8 years.
Oh, man.
All right, man. Let's hit another track. When we come back, it's Essentials time, and then that's probably going to be it because we're going to be over.
Yeah.
There's no getting around it. But
no getting around it.
It is.
Damn it.
We
totally missed our. Damn.
What?
We have room in the next show.
We're going to be all right.
So much to get to.
So much drama in the LBC.
Tune in next episode.
There's so much drama in the LBC.
That is, man.
It's kind of hard being Steven Wilson.
It's kind of hard being J-Mac.
Dana Copperfield. Mike Regal.
Oh, shit.
Rusty Peas. Level up, man. We in the basement, motherfuckers. Essentials on the rebound.
It's that show that plays rap music.
My city love me and they fuck with me. Like Biggie before he died, puff with me. Got the crowd going ape shit. I'm in my bait fit. You never done shit but always first to say shit. So when you run lips sound like dumb shit. Stay facts, try to keep pace the way I run track. You never been there or done that. To be a Dre song, more like Detox cause the wait's long. My flow's right and day's wrong. And if you a whack rapper, my hate strong. Until my spotlight stays on.
sign and get a chorus from Trey Songz. I drop lines full of napalm, so be trillin', just stay calm. Players just play on.
Behind my bars, dog, I'm locked up, acorn. Hear the seagulls, feel the breeze where the beat soak. Meditate always when the beat drop.
Yeah, we get alive on the set. We fortify, no lie when we ride. Show us respect, yeah. Get alive on the set. We fortify, no lie when we ride. Show us respect.
Expand every talent with extravagant management. They tried to step but just couldn't imagine it. Freedom of thinking got me dipping through lanes and maintain even when the situation is strained. Drinking elixir, that's a mixture of the most potent. Permanent fixture in the picture, so showboating. I'm getting open from the jump, bump me in your speakers. Drop gems for lyric heads, only beats for the tweakers. Diligent in practice, spark the filament and blast it for the feeling that you get when you're listening to a classic. Remember back when none of y'all was around, when the wall for rap music started crumbling down. Swinging the hammer, bringing original grammar. The thing about your man is that I handle the chatter. Yo, I'm at a level that you never conceived. Pure truth when I spit it, no tricks up my sleeve.
Yeah, we get alive on the set. We fortify, no lie when we ride. Show us respect, yeah. Get alive on the set. We fortify, no lie when we ride. Show us respect.
The introduction of the illest illustrating rhymes. I can get it any minute, ticking time bomb. The future like I'm Cleo, drop it like a P.O. The one like I'm Neo, smoking on that Don Cheadle. That's a black and mild, black and wild. That's my style. My shit is tight as Speedos. Yo, Dollar's Dan DeVito. They call me King Regal whenever I be present. Presence big as Depot. You don't wanna check it. I'm making goals and they don't get contested. I ain't really in the game, save it for contestants. Got a question, I'm the answer, you don't wanna test it. No Beyonce or Solange, but that kid is destined for greatness. Reputation known for rocking nations. Amazing. Left the ball like Pippin and started blazing. Pounded pavement for the payment. John Michelle, how I'm painting. Rappers filled with sweetness. I'm skating, wants to beat niggas.
We fortify, no lie when we ride. Show us respect, yeah. Get alive on the set. We fortify, no lie when we ride. Show us respect.
I'm back to back and off the rack like the clearance sale. My shit is bumping off the pad like you're reading Braille. I'm cutting everything down to the fingernail. My vision sail across the sea like a killer whale. I leave a little trail of chum inside the garbage pail and use the bait and activate because it never fail. I excel at a higher level, time and space. And I'm not just blowing smoke, boy, I find a place. Now here's a little taste of how my light illuminate. My movement chase away the suckers with a super cape. I'm feeling great, now let me show you how it gets down. Jump in the booth and hit the track like I'm Chris Brown.
I'm spitting styles while it's dripping down subtly. On top of my game and I'm sitting rather comfortably. Good, the bad, the ugly, artistry how it's supposed to be. Penning out the book of life and this is just a summary.
Shouts to Provincial
Basketball!
Oh! TBCB,
yo, that shit was the funniest ever. Yo, you Canadians, was laughing your ass off, dog.
I swear to God, I think I'd ever be able to do another show.
I was crying. Can we treat it like Detroit basketball?
No. They don't have that.
All right, man. It's time for these fucking essentials, man.
We got the Raptors and shit.
Yeah, who going first?
We got energetic essentials.
I'm not gonna lie, man.
High energy means different things to different people.
That's true.
High energy means, I don't know. So you, it might make you want to run. For me, it might. High energy makes me want to, like,
you might want to shoot somebody.
Hop in the whip and just go, like,
beat
just
the shit
go
out
ball
of
out. No, oh. Man, just like ride and get drunk, just go have fun.
Yeah.
So that's what I went for. So I went with my homie.
That's one day. Like the phoenix arose from the ashes.
King.
That a boy would be born unto a family in the slums. This boy would go on to use the knowledge he gained while fighting for survival in the streets to become a great leader. And in time, that boy would grow to become King.
Just blaze on that shit, man.
You said that you can like all the lights on, but you said that.
Time to brush.
Hey!
welcome you to get acquainted with the youngest in charge. Respect for me, the West, like he was running the bars. Dictating, ain't taking orders from no one but God. I know you niggas is broke, cause I know what you charge. You niggas wishing for a battle, this one in my garage. It's black as Ligari, right next to a platinum Ferrari. You niggas ain't getting money out the rap, and I'm sorry. Fuck the rent, I'm with spent six and large on the hard. It's where you stay, 10,000 square feet, not hard. And now you see that we ain't able to compete, now are we? Hey, pardon me, I'm giving you the West Side story. Out of A, where I stay, niggas stay down for me. Wanna play? Hey, you gay niggas lay down for me.
All right, man. That's Clifford King back. Damn. That's my shit. Now this is, you might argue this ain't the fastest, but for me it's a remake. And this is shit. What I'm talking about. Just want to go out on a sunny day. Just want to ride, man. Front back, featuring the King. You know what I'm saying? To bring you some gangsta
shit of catastrophic reports. All of you, damn. I'm not like myself. Know what this is, man? Hey, bud.
I got a 66 Impala, so fresh. White top, bird drop, with them choppers on deck. New exhaust, and a motor out of 94 bit. Fishbowl televisions, pippin' lane done yet. I got the cherry red leather, and I'm sitting on chrome. I'm 26 inches just to get my roll on.
Man, I forgot you're from Clippy Clip Clip. Just get,
yeah, he's another one. I caught flack over Weezy. He held my number one spot for a year or so, too. Go ahead and hate on that, motherfucker, because I took a lot of shit off of the weed. If I show up in your hood, bet you niggas won't trip. Once I am there at this club, I bet you niggas gon' dip. I'll get hit up in your front and back. There we go, man. And here we go with Just Blaze again. Track number four, man. This is the meanest, one of the most evil Clifford tracks of all time. Talking to you.
Just Blaze.
Hell yeah.
Tip, you ready?
All right, homeboy.
Here we go. Your name, man. I'm talking to you. We can shoot it out whenever you want. Cause it's whatever you want to do. Hey, I'm the best you ever heard about. Fresher than you heard about. Yeah, I'm strapped now, pussy nigga. This ain't just word of mouth. A nigga with dirty mouth, we got a lot of clean pills to wash them out. I'm really finna get your ass some hot shit to talk about. The goon hit the room, and now you answer what it's all about. Before you know it, you knock it, split your bottom teeth and fall to that. Got a problem with partner, I see him in the city and call him Mike.
All right, man, this is a dude I don't like, but we looking for energy.
That's an old Tip.
You can't get no more energy than.
I'm with Kev. He said, I didn't know Tip had beats like this.
Me neither. They ain't listening.
He's never stopped talking about King since it came out. I gotta re-listen to this album, dude. Hey, cause I got it, bitch, gotta get it. You know I got it, bitch, gotta get it. Swizzy? You like Swizzy? Bitch, gotta get it. You know I got it, bitch. I got the bars if you want. I want a COD, please, 5 G's. I'm front of butter, got good number. Toe to thunder, sat that lumber. Got that guacamole, holy moly, you don't know me. See me clean as I wanna be. What these niggas wanna be? Shots are bright, I can't see niggas standing right in front of me. These niggas don't wanna hurt me. This rapping shit is fun to me. What I look like beefing with you, nigga, you a son to me. Wait, I'm in Georgia, get it across the water. Try this shit in New York, coming all the way from Florida. Dope boy, trap nigga, that's what they call her. Summertime baller, winter bottom hauler. Get it, got to get it when you need it. Saltwater trees, you can get it when you need it. Get it, I got to get it.
It's another another song. This is well known, man, but this
crim
shit right here.
Crim, homie.
808 to the finest.
Top chef, you know.
Fucking Manny like Fresh.
Down, I'm going to go buy this album right now. No bullshit, though. Down low, down low, down like it, down low. I like my top lit back, lit back, lit back, lit back, lit back, lit back. Hey, holla if you like your beat. Down low, down low, down low, down low, down low, down low, down low. I like my top lit back, lit back, lit back.
I'm shutting the whole block down. You come in trouble, homie. I'ma tell you how to cane like the ride, homie. I like my beat, I like my top. They can see me ride to it. Would they shop me holler at you like you're getting wood? And your top of it back if you're real sick. And your window bitch black. I like my beat, and my top. They can see me ride to it. Would they shop me holler at you like you're getting wood? And your top of it. Hey, yo, what those bitch black? I'm the man in my city, ain't nobody fucking with me. You can ask the real niggas and all the bad bitches. I'm a known drug dealer. I always had bitches, and the thugs and the killers was all in class with me. Possessing some 26s, watching some television. Shawty, I'm never slipping. Got the Beretta envisioned. Ready to pop me clipping, ready to get the tripping. Ready to show these folks a celebrity. Just like a pedal stolen automobile with a roof and the tag missing. Police is trying to pursue me, it's nothing but gas giving. Addicted to fast lit. Guess I'm one of my dad's cheering. Think I'm bad now, you should have seen me.
That's my man, bro. I missed that Clifford. He ain't been the same since.
It's funny, man. I remember this was a big deal when King came out.
You remember we went to the movie premiere? Because it
was it over King? Was King?
It was the ATL movie, but the what's the one song? It's on the King album. What you know about that?
Was that on King?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on there.
Wow.
That's the, no, I'm saying there's other bangers I didn't play just because they're slow. But
the radio joints and
that's,
shit.
That's, yeah, man. Damn. That's my shit, man.
What you know about that's a fucking banger.
That's though. Such a great song.
I have that in my playlist. I got that in my Miami playlist, man.
I know all about it. Really?
Yeah.
It's good shit, man.
You play When You're Landing?
And Whatever You Like.
When do you play it?
I got Whatever You Like on there. Stacks on Deck, Patron on Ice. Come on, man. You having a party? That's what you got to play.
I'm going to say, man, Clifford, he has some of that. King
dude, I gotta, I'm going to go buy that album. Like, no bullshit. I'm going to buy
it. Make a purchase. Replace the one that you're about to do.
No, you're the asshole.
All right, Mac, you up next, man.
My pick
tell
was
us about your pick.
Idlewild. Go ahead.
You're a dick. My outpick.
Have you ever
was Cast?
Have you? Oh shit!
You went with the Cast.
What's my
the,
pick was Outcast, Stankonia, and I know.
Woo!
I know, but there's so much upbeat shit. Okay. And the thing is I don't want to play what everybody knows.
Oh, damn.
But the same
sometimes
shit.
They go hate
we
it
can skip through them.
They're going to hate it. Then.
There's a lot.
Right, no, we're good. Let's kick it off.
I don't know why I put
number
someone,
two.
Let's get it popping, man.
Someone's pressing on Gasoline Dream.
Gasoline Dream.
You listen to this album. Come on.
That was a shit.
I like this shit.
Man.
Don't everybody like the smell of gasoline? We're burned, motherfucker. Burn American dreams. Don't everybody like the taste of apple pie? Or stack when you're fighting like I'm telling you why. I hear that mother nature now on birth control. The coldest pimp be looking for somebody to hold. The highway up to heaven got a truck on the toll. You full of fire, ain't got nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. All of my heroes did dough. Every round we play your man.
Oh shit.
Oh, my bad.
It's all good.
No, that's my fault. Hold up. I didn't even pay attention. I just saw it. Nice shit. Spaghetti Junction.
Dude, you remember?
Dude, I haven't listened to this in long. And I purposely left. I left this alone. Cause I wanted to see if I was wrong. Cause I didn't like this album.
Damn, yeah, this
so maybe
is,
maybe it's gonna.
I loved it.
Maybe
I loved almost all their albums, man.
Really?
I did. Even Idlewild. That's why I kept saying Idlewild. I love that album too.
Yeah.
I'm a slapper.
Niggas eat low with ski slopes and fall like avalanches.
Oh, yeah, I'm ambitious. This is hard as fuck.
Sit around and watch those nose membranes flying.
Organized noise.
You can't stop that rain.
Always, dude. This is the last album that they worked on.
Speaking about these clothes, you know nothing about that. The nigga,
now, granted.
You thinking about the beach and this, my head just never met, nigga. Black man, white man, you man ain't no joke. Remember me and my cousin, you
man, they wrapped their asses up.
Talk about when we get older, now we up against the rope. Yeah, they kicking niggas go down, cause it ain't no dope in the street. Try to find the feet, we just all a nigga like me need. Talking about that sudden success, nigga, you all up in that mess. But never said you said that, never said you quit. Running up on me with that fuck shit, we'll get you another machine.
Make it home when you're up, cause you're trying to make it home.
Alright. Two songs that we skip that I'm not touching.
You're nuts. Wow. You're fucking crazy.
I'm not touching because everybody knows them, which are Miss Jackson. You can play them if you want.
Okay, I'm playing this.
Miss Jackson
ain't high energy.
And so fresh and so clean.
This is as high energy as it fucking gets
ever. Yeah.
Like,
ever.
If you drunk, this is like this.
You'll break something.
You gotta be drunk.
You get kicked out of a bar.
I don't have to be. This is stupid.
I don't like this shit sober.
Better be a household name.
Everybody know that shit, boy. Alright, man, we ain't gonna go too far because everybody heard it, but
that's quiet.
It's classic. Is it?
Cure for cancer, cure for AIDS.
I'll turn that up. My TI was too, it was too loud. I had to tweak it back.
Dude.
I got you now. So
this one's slow.
Where next?
I don't even know why I put this on here.
Don't pull them things out unless you plan to bang. That's some hard ass.
For some reason, this is. Dude.
I like this album. I don't give a fuck.
This shit was, for some reason, this is a high energy song for me, dude.
From the reef to the fake eyes to the fake nails down to the toes.
Ha ha ha.
We love these hoes.
I don't like this song.
I like this song.
We love these hoes. From the reef to the fake eyes to the fake nails down to the toes. Ha ha ha. We love these hoes. Ha ha ha. We love these hoes.
Don't lie, you love them. If you don't, you like them hoes a whole lot. Just like your mama's Sunday cooking, turkey necks in the pot. You ready to drop your load like prop planes, be dumping off that cocaine. You ready to turn your world from natural
big boy rap to a gold ass off on this shit.
You made a big shoe, she wore them Herman Munster heels. Pop the peel, notches in your coupe to feel. Pass the seat, I made her eat my meat while I was rubbing a coochie. Injection in a top and bottom, look straight from a booty. Now don't raise, low made, my soul not high. I'm telling the truth, you sucking your dreams, sweetening like a stopwatch.
You wanna touch it?
And hair from dropping her off to taking her home.
Okay.
Tried to put my rubber on with a pussy muscle. Right. That was wrong. The bitch is no good. Like this begins with no.
Which one next?
Fucked around and knocked the
oven. Mother one can't let 15 go.
You can't let 15 go, man. That's a hot ass song.
Is it fat? Is it high energy?
Fuck yeah.
Humble as a mumbling.
One of the highest energy songs of the album, besides Bombs Over Baghdad. Mac, I hate you.
Humble as a mumble in the jungle.
You don't, you don't like Erykah Badu.
I didn't like this song.
This song's great.
I never liked this song. It was weird.
Oh, this is my shit.
Humble as a mumble in the jungle.
That shit.
I never liked it for some
reason. Hell yeah. That's the way the cracker crumbles. Oh, that's why you don't like it.
What?
That's cracker? The way the cracker crumbles.
Because he says cracker. Cracker crumbles.
The beat changes? Do you remember the beat change?
I don't. Wait, fast forward to it. Where's the beat change?
You don't need to. When the next verse pops up, everybody's gonna thank me.
I'm gonna remember. I don't listen to this song.
Wow, man.
Watch what happened.
This isn't high energy, though.
Trust me.
It is.
After his 8 bars.
It's not like a cat here. It's like,
watch this. Here we go. Oh, maybe it's the next verse. My bad.
So I guess I've got to be from my dreams.
humble as a mumble in the jungle of shots and screams. That's the way the crack.
That's it.
Here we go.
I don't like the song.
Here
it's
you
not
go.
High energy.
Come on. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Democratic Republic.
That's right.
We dipping the sauce like popping buckets. Blue collar scholars who take your dollar
that
and fuck ass with it. You're living for the lotto, never hit it.
That's
I've been a critic. I made a shit a draw. She said she thought hip hop was only guns and alcohol.
I said, oh, hell no.
And this is like right around the time where Andre started making a claim for being the baddest motherfucker.
He really
game.
Did.
He was, he was bad,
different
man.
Level,
man.
Can we get back on my track?
Are we on you?
18. Red Velvet. Red 18. Velvet.
Let's see.
Come on, man. Bill Gates don't dangle diamonds in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
That line. If you didn't know, you know
now. This ain't high energy at all, but I like this track, though.
That's that funky shit, though.
This
got the double,
got me
double
going,
time
man.
To it, though.
Now Peter Piper pick a pepper. That was my downfall. I'm down with Drake 2000 cause they got my back, y'all. Ball if you want to, but do it with some class. She asked me, do I just got some
fuck, man. I'm out of this album more than I remember.
Yeah, man. It's easy to be critical of somebody that good.
Yeah.
Put them on a different level. You got blood up on your fur
hat. Cap, cap. Your link snap. I still wouldn't rank that album different. Some diamonds in the mini. What you
die for? Same, I hope. I'm gonna bake my cheese and let my
mom. It's not better than Aquemini. It's not better than Natalie.
Dude, I love this fucking
song so much. Banger. All right.
I doubt you do that
gangsta
though,
shit.
So do this here. All right.
That's
dude,
fire.
This is slow as shit. Do you remember this song?
Don't matter.
Slow as shit.
I'm not really a fan of it.
Man. Dude, LTD, Big Boy on this fucking track. Big Boy was so fucking crazy. This is one of my favorite Big Boy tracks of all fucking time, dude.
Hold on, man.
That's high praise.
I forgot about that guitar.
Big Boy just killed this fucking track, dude.
That's high praise.
It's slow, but it's for me, this shit was like.
You don't like him on bow tie? Do you really want to know about some gangsta shit? Do you really want to know about some gangsta shit? Do you really want to know about some gangsta shit?
You won't get into it, but for listeners, man, listen to this song for front of
man. You need to because you got to hear songs like Slum Beautiful,
Toilet Tissue,
like all the good songs on the album.
I just killed the vibe, didn't I?
No, you nailed a lot of them. It's
no,
okay.
You did the vibe.
Yes!
Good.
Happy birthday to my man.
Yes, sir.
Actually, you know what? All of our birthdays are right around this time, so happy birthday to all of us, man.
Major, when's your birthday, Major?
God bless.
I ain't doing I'm in March.
March. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah
about spring,
I'm
summer.
Aries. We haven't done a show
you're
in a while.
You're June
so
too, are you?
Birthday. Yeah, my birthday's coming up. Your birthday just passed.
Yeah, when's your birthday? June 26th? June 28th?
On a Tuesday.
Oh,
what's
shit.
Y'all, what's y'all signs, man?
I'm a Cancer.
You're a Cancer?
I'm Gemini, man. That's Gemini? Why I'm bipolar ass motherfucking crazy ass bastard.
That's why I get along with you half the time.
All right, man. Well said. Well said. Let's get shit popping, man.
That hurt my hand.
Hey, happy birthday to this guy.
That hurt my hand just then.
Too bad he can't celebrate
immediately. I like to be back.
How long was it going to be for Pop showed his face on the fucking essential album list? Come on.
Rest in peace, Tupac. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
Yeah, it was on the West Coast.
Let's go.
Yeah. You probably crooked as the last bitch. Wanna laugh at how I got my ass caught up with this bad bitch. Thinking I had a bushy hat in the long run.
It's just
like I'm stuck all day.
Sunroof open.
Of course.
Summer.
The whole party open.
Scandalous games like my religion.
I played this in Miami, man. Everybody's bouncing. You with the last scrub looking for some
love
in the
club. I see you staring like you
I love number four. Classic pop. Let the liquor have worked. I'm still crazy from last night. Bumping the walls as a pause. I think it's to the fast life. I got to get this album again.
Saying you ain't impressed with the money you make. Guess it's true what they telling me. Rush out of jail like tail from a black celebrity. So that's the reason why I call. And maybe you win. Fantasies of a sweating. Can I hit it? Addicted to the things you do. It's still true. What I'm saying, boo, is this is all about you.
Oh, yeah. Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, Drew Down, Hussein Fatal.
Fatal was spitting, man.
Come on, Drew Down. Shout out to Drew Down.
What did he say? Every little city we go with every video. Crew, every other city we go. Is you sick? See the same slutty hoe.
My man.
I see the same hoe.
you sick from the dick, or is it the flu? It ain't about you or your bitch ass crew. Every other city we go in every video, explain to a nigga why I see the same shit. Oh. You think it's all about you?
God love the West Coast for they words. This was probably, man, this may be my favorite song on the album.
Fucking my mind made up.
Yeah, that's when they was on that West and East collab. Like,
Daz and Inspector Deck on the beat. Daz and Inspector Deck. Inspector Deck was supposed to be on the verse.
The bear and the snake and the panda among those who can withstand the more power gain and make it possible for me to drop you the red
Daz, brand. Daz ripped it up off the rip.
Born wishing
but
the
you got what's this up, man? You got and who the Red Man. You got Method Man.
It's been standard faded, but to be the greatest since you get born time when I create a rhyme for the simple fact. When I attack the clutch of pride, I'm attention to
yo, Daz sounded sleepy. Like, he wasn't ready.
Compared to the rest of the group.
Yeah, everyone else had your feet alive.
Tupac. Everybody was like, he's not lyrical, so. But he came out like this.
I'm gonna show y'all East Coast motherfuckers.
It's mandatory, my elevation, my lyrics like orientation. So you can be more familiar with the nigga you facing. We must be facing nothing better than communication. Know the damage and how flammable like gas stations. Sorry, I left that ass waking. No more procrastination. Give up the fake and get that ass shaking. I'm busting that big motherfucker's panic. Don't take your life for granted. Put that ass in the dirt. You swear to this planet. My planet. It's similar to Rhythm Nation, but thugged out. Forgive me, Janet. Who's in control? I'm activating your soul. You know the way the game
is. Rakim, shout out.
2 years ago, a friend of mine told me Alizay and Chris Stapp blows your mind. It's to the dopest fucking rhyme I blow. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat.
Got my mind made up. Come on,
damn,
Method Man. They got down, man. That's the shit right there, man.
Hell of a pick.
And now you went with this joint, which.
I had to, man.
So the women love it.
I never liked this shit.
High energy.
This is classic pop.
At the party, though. Hey, you know what's cool about this, though? A lot of people don't realize that pre-chorus really hooked people in right before they got started. That your body is banging, baby. Y'all are the way you want it. Time to give it to daddy. Singing that
tell me how you want it.
That was a pre-chorus every time.
Love the way you rap and fake your hips and push your ass out. Got a nickel wanting this so bad I'm about to pass out.
So it's all about,
and I can't even lie about it.
Not overdoing it.
Get your clothes, time to fly about. Catch you.
I just heard Young Guru talking about this.
This is a great, just a great record, man.
But I can't. Yeah, you got it. Sometimes you gotta leave out some words to make that shit.
Makes you want to have a party, a barbecue.
All Jonas, yeah, Jonas and them was on top at that moment.
Hell yeah, they were.
It was a great collab.
I'm a simple man. I'm a simple man.
Y'all know this song, though. We can move on.
Dave, I see you over there by the DJ booth.
Let's get serious now.
Dude, this shit reminds me of the Chappelle.
Come on.
Oh, shit. Yeah, this is classic.
Everybody knows this.
Oh, shit.
Now, this was two guys that were really on top.
You didn't put two of them.
At that moment,
especially that moment of time. Snoop was still riding that wave.
It was picture perfect. They painted a perfect picture.
It really was, though, if you think about it.
It was.
Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture, bomb.
Now you hear the names nowadays, and they sound like legendary names. But when Jay-Z and Biggie did their song, it didn't have as much punch until after Biggie and Paz. Jay-Z had risen a little bit. Those are two icons that made a song. And it wasn't close to what this was. This was everywhere.
Yeah.
Crazy. And put together a million
march for some gangster shit.
So now they got a slate to multi-millionaire motherfuckers.
My favorite shit was
bitches get ready for the
followers we ride.
Oh, yeah.
Two of the best from the west side.
I'm not gonna make you think. How can it blink?
Niggas be acting like savage.
I'm going heavy tonight.
Shit.
But now let's kill everything. Let's kill everything.
Lies that they will never see
George Clooney. That's crazy because I actually like this album better than the other disc.
Really?
Yeah. I favored this disc.
I think I like one better.
I was having trouble picking songs from this disc, actually. I could have picked almost the whole thing.
Number one was my best one.
Yeah.
I remember when the drums started on this, the hair on my fucking arm stood up, dude.
And his energy.
Give me my money and stacks to lace my bitches with non-figures. Real niggas fingers.
You guys gotta remember, Tupac had just gotten out of jail. This is the first thing that we heard when he came out. Everyone was scared of Tupac.
Straight out the west, don't get blown.
This is amazing when it came out.
Oh shit, his adversaries.
Niggas, you ain't know. They got me stressed out on death row. I seen money, but baby, I got
you can hear it, man.
I'm
just saying, when he comes out and he says, you made a mistake,
he should have never put my rhymes with Drake.
I was like,
yeah, he's right. Thug life, niggas on the ride. Until I die, ask me why I'm a boss player.
there getting high.
And the next.
And when I'm rolling by, niggas can't
see me.
Holla at me.
Niggas out there just as we be failing with
one of the
bro.
One of the most underrated Tupac tracks of all time.
Who's the singer,
but
Major?
They can't fade us though.
I don't even remember.
We be mobbing through the neighborhood.
She was on everything.
She was on all this shit.
Yeah, she was.
She was on.
I'll tell you. Give me a moment. I'll tell you.
I hated this song with a fucking
You're
passion.
You're crazy.
I hated this song.
You're crazy.
This goes out to you, player.
Goes out to you, then, Mac.
Yeah, man. I was a CD one person, man.
Gotta be careful. Can't let the evil of the money trap me. So when you see me, nigga, you better holler at me.
I like the beat. I didn't like the hook. I like the beat and the.
I love
the
hook.
Can't let the evil of the money trap me. So when you see me, nigga, you better holler at me.
Are you confused?
Enough, I never had enough edge.
That's
for
why.
Me.
Are you confused? Why?
You gonna ask? Are you confused? You wonder how it feels to walk him out inside the shoes of a nigga who don't have a thing to lose. Me and you was homies. No one before me, it was all a scheme. You infiltrated my team and sold the nigga dreams. How could you do me like that? I took the family in. I put some cash in your pocket, made you a man again. And now you let the fear put your ass in a place.
You rap the same way on everything.
It's a fool's fate. What I'm trying to do, a shell of a man.
I lost respect
for you, nigga. We can never be friends. I know I'm running in your head now. What could you do if it was up to you? I'd be dead now. I'll let the world know, nigga.
So I
skipped Wonder Why They Call You Bitch because you heard it before.
Now, more.
If you haven't heard when you ride,
greater than yourself, trick.
When we ride with the Outlaws, this is
man.
As far as posse tracks,
I
don't think you guys smoked enough weed, man.
I didn't smoke enough weed.
I doubt the
stuff. Really?
Awaken.
I never liked the weed.
Do you have enemies to ride on? That's probably why.
Yo, dude, I did ride on my enemies.
I grew up on the West Coast. No, we
what
were
I would do
enemies.
Is I would go over to McDonald's and line up with my adversaries.
This is what you
and
then
go ride on my enemies.
Fucked up.
I love my
Your Happy Meals was happy.
Like he was like, that's fucked up.
My adversaries crumble when we rumble. It's a catastrophe. I pull a pins on bitch niggas that blasted me.
What's wrong with this? You don't like this beat?
A loaded 357 with hollow points to a nigga belly. Bust him and see if he bleed. He should've never fucked around with a sick ass nigga like me. They call my name out, niggas run. Let's be prepared for
and
the
voice?
Outlaws.
Hussein?
They call me Hussein,
baby.
It's a two-game tape. I'm robbing your niggas cradle with a knife.
Get him up there, that they find
all their
people. Yeah.
All right.
Alfonso made a good point, and I wonder
next.
If that's true.
I like this track.
He said, oh, hell yeah.
Classic.
Pick for me. Yeah. God damn it.
Clear enough for you. Yeah,
right. Summer 90, what was it, 96?
All day,
what
96.
Year was this?
Tell me, what did Alfonso say? What happened? What
I just look mad.
Summer.
Right.
Oh, Alfonso was saying he thinks Daz, that Dre took a lot of credit for Daz.
Oh, probably.
Dre.
Put Jimmy rolling in my
mind.
My last song ain't on the list, but we're getting close to the end of this episode, so we should do number 8 right after this for a second.
But I ain't the one selling the one.
I got you.
Gang and
beat
to keep
you
going.
I'm a big psych on this. I got G's coming from my
bed.
Yeah,
who had that Thug Life album? Street Nino?
Huh?
Who had that Thug Life album?
One life to live is so hard.
I had Thug Life.
That's yeah, man. Hey, don't be surprised if I come back with pop next week. I'm sorry, man. You got too much material.
Full grown, following your man. Scheming on ways to put some greatest on the palms of my
empty. Great
Danny
song.
Boy.
Amazing.
Such a great song. What happened to Danny Boy? I ain't mad at you.
How y'all doing?
Hey, what time is it, nigga?
Oh, shit. We gotta go. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Check out.
Oh,
time,
my
nigga.
God.
Hey,
I love this shit.
Call Daz, bro.
Great.
Woo! Call
the
nigga.
Do we even need a last call? I think we can like
ride out to the
yeah.
show.
Y'all niggas
let it roll.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Got you guys next episode. Shit.
Get up out the bathroom, fool. Let's go. I lost some money,
nigga. Dad.
Now I'm up early in the morning, breath stinking as I'm yawning. Just another sunny day in California. I got my mind focused on some papers while I'm at the sexy capers. Give a holler to the mooties last night. They tried to rape us, sweeties rap, lyrics take us. Plus room all up in Vegas, I'm a boss player. Death before I let these bitches break us. Last night was like a fantasy. Alizé and Hennessy, a hoochie and a homie. Dirty dancing with my man and me. Told her I was interested, picture all the shit we did. I kinda hot and horny all up on me, what a freaky bitch. First you argue, then I fight it. Till you lick me where I like it, got a nigga all excited. It don't matter, just don't bite it. I never got to check out the scene. Too busy trying to dig a hole in your jeans. Now it seems it's checkout time.
Gotta go,
gotta go.
Yeah, baby.
It's checkout time. it's checkout time. Gotta go, nigga, gotta go.
Y'all know what time it is.
Come on, man, get y'all bags, man. Call that bell, motherfucker. On the car, get a nigga shit. Cause we out this fucking
They labeled me an outlaw, so it's time for the panty raid. My fantasies came true, but then it on the man I escapaded. Did it all in too soon. All the homies running through the halls, room to room. So I assume since I'm a player like my nigga Psyche, then it's only right for me to disappear into the night. My game's trump tight, so I find time to recline. Sneak in your room, instant massage, sit wines, all cons. I ain't got that much time, so hurry up and pop the dime and let me hit it from behind. Since I'm only here for one night, I got to get you hot and heated. Play like Michael Jackson and beat it. One more thing I like to mention. I'm done and I'm out cause there's someone else who deserves my attention. So all the homies round up in the lobby. Cause busting bitches is a hobby. Nigga, it's checkout time. Hey yo man, pop, hey, where the fuck is Daz at, man? This nigga locked up with something.
Yo,
don't even wanna leave. Yo man, it's checkout time. It's time to get out this motherfucker. See them bitches? We out, man.
Living the life of a boss player. The front desk calling, but I'm checking out later. My behavior's crazy for what you did to me, baby. If walls could talk, they'd say you tried to fade me. I'm putting in work, but didn't hurt from the jacuzzi to the bed. Caressing your thoughts, cause I'm living fed. Heard what I said? Passion is crashing the room. From the liquor we consume, I heard a boom. I'm blacking out, you yelling out, big psych daddy. We did it in the caddy on the highway, my way. I'm lost in the dream, so it seemed to be the night. Five bottles of Chris there and I'm still tight. Out of sight from pocket corrupt. As I get it up, once the doors close, you're stuck. In a heady, sticky situation. Get up, baby. You ain't on vacation. It's checkout time.
We gotta go. We gotta go.
Hey, it's checkout time.
We gotta
hey, Pac.
Go.
Nigga, where my motherfucking. Where my shoes go, nigga? Where my motherfucking drawers and shit at, man? Where y'all niggas was in partying too fucking much? The fuck y'all doing, nigga? Corrupt. Go tell Daz, man, and Bogart and the rest of them niggas, come on, man. Niggas is tripping, man. Front desk all calling me, telling me to get the hell out of here, man.
We
ain't got no more money.
Go.
Somebody loan me 100.
We gotta go. 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 We gotta go.
From the basement.